The pundit and former politician Ivan Yates will appear before the Oireachtas Media Committee later today to discuss his media training activities and broadcasting work. He was at the centre of a controversy after it emerged that he worked as a political commentator during the presidential election after providing training to one of the candidates, the Fianna Fáil candidate Jim Gavin. The committee will also hear from the media regulator Cumasúin na mBan. Malcolm Byrne is a member of the committee and is with us now in our studio. Good morning, welcome.
Good morning.
Let's get this out of the way first. Have you yourself received media training from Ivan Yates?
No, I've never had media training from Ivan Yates.
All right. And now he has been a media trainer to some Fianna Fáil politicians. He will tell the committee today that he is flabbergasted at the amount of attention that his media training activities have received. That's in his opening statement, which we've seen. He has already said that he broke new rules and he did nothing wrong. Do you think it is acceptable for somebody to be a presenter moderating discussions and debates on the radio if they are also coaching politicians?
Well, in a sense, Ivan Yates did nothing wrong. It's perfectly right to engage in media training. So for anybody who's coming on to a radio programme such as this or appearing before an Oireachtas committee, it makes sense, if you're not used to it, to have a level of training beforehand. And lots of people do that, and there is nothing wrong with that. I think the challenge for Ivan Yates is that he wasn't transparent about the fact that he did provide media training to Jim Gavin. I didn't know that he did that until obviously it was revealed subsequently. And I think it is critically important that if people appear, whether it's on a programme such as Morning Ireland or on TV or anywhere else, that if somebody is coming on, that they should be very transparent about their background.
And he says in his opening statement today that it would be a guaranteed mood killer if you have to preface every debate with a disclaimer or a declaration of interest.
Well, I don't think that's fair, because I think in fairness to, you know, listeners to this programme or anywhere else, people will know I'm a Fianna Fáil TD, they will know my background, they'll know where I'm coming from. But somebody else who may appear on a programme, you don't necessarily know where they're coming from, if they have financial or other interests, whether they've run previously for a political party or anything like that. If you're in the political bubble, you may be aware of it. But for the wider listenership, it's not a barrier. It's important that we hear a wide variety of views.
Okay, and do you think then that there needs to be new rules around declaring interests before somebody can appear on the media?
Well, I think transparency is crucial, and you'd be aware of, you know, the relatively recent difficulties in RTÉ, and Kevin Backhurst as Director General required anybody who's presenting a programme, you know, to be very clear about if they have outside interests or if they're being paid as an influencer or whatever, that they have to declare that, or, you know, there has to be a registered interest. I think it's only fair for the listeners that if somebody appears in a programme like this, that we will know, yes, they have been a member of a political party. Yes, they have worked for a particular organisation. I think that level of transparency in the interests of the listener is very important.
Ivan Yates, in his opening statement today, will say that over-regulation, that it risks drowning legacy media in rules and protocols, and that a sanitised, politically correct media limits the national conversation and could widen the gap between ordinary people and the Beltway, and drive people towards alternative media. Do you think he has a point?
He does, but I think, you know, Ivan was wrong. There was nothing wrong in terms of what he does, you know, he's been doing with training people in how to engage with the media. But he was certainly wrong not declaring the fact that he was training Jim Gavin in the middle of a presidential election, a very important election in this country. He didn't declare the fact that he was training a particular candidate and going on radio commentating.
And broke no rules. Do you think the rules then need to change?
I think so. But it's also important that I think if anybody appears on a radio or television programme, they should declare their interests.
Okay. But should that apply to podcasts as well?
I think it's across the board. I think that if somebody is presenting themselves to the wider public, and we have a very intelligent electorate here in Ireland, they should know the background from which somebody is coming from. And it shouldn't go to the, are you or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party? It's not at that kind of scale. But I do think that the public are entitled to know that if somebody was being paid to coach a particular candidate, or if they have a particular business interest, you are entitled to know that as a listener.
Do you think the media regulator should be able to regulate podcasts then as well? Because if you want the rules, you have to have somebody to regulate them.
I do, and we're going to be engaging with Commissioner Mann today before the media committee, because the media is much more dispersed now. It's not just your traditional radio, television and broadcast media. And I think, you know, from the public point of view, we need to hear a wide variety of views. But it is important that everybody is transparent in expressing those views.
Fianna Fáil TD Malcolm Byrne, a member of the Media Committee, thank you very much for coming into our studio this morning. It is 2 minutes to 9.